Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to our most pressing needs and the greatest stories ever told. Men, women, and children have learned to go to the Bible to learn from these great people in their lives. Now, this tape tells one of these stories. Please listen and then go to your Bible and read to learn more as God speaks to you from His written word.
Joseph works as a slave. The caravan of merchants took Joseph through the hot desert. Finally, they came to Egypt. Everything was green and pretty, but so different. The people looked different and spoke another language. In those times, a slave would be taken to a crowded marketplace. They would put him up on a stand. People would look at the slave and feel of his muscles. Whoever would pay the most money could buy and own the slave. The slave would work without pay. Joseph was sold to a rich man named Potiphar. Potiphar was captain of the guard for King Pharaoh. This officer had a large house and many other servants. Surely Joseph must have felt strange and lonely. He was such a young man, perhaps still a teenager. At home, he was the favorite son of a very rich man. Here he was just a slave. Joseph remembered his God often, and the Lord God watched over Joseph every day. Joseph had learned about God from his mother and father when he was young. He never had a chance to be taught of God by his family after he was sold as a slave. Joseph worked hard. God helped Joseph so that his work was better than anyone else's work. Soon Potiphar noticed what a good slave Joseph was. He began to give Joseph more important jobs. Every job Joseph did, he did the very best he could. Potiphar liked Joseph more and more. He put Joseph in charge of his house and all the other servants. Then he put Joseph over his fields, his business, and all he had. Joseph was like a superintendent. The Bible says God blessed Potiphar's house and business because Joseph worked there. Joseph was a handsome young man. His mother Rachel had been very beautiful, you remember. Potiphar's wife began to notice how good-looking Joseph was. She fell in love with him. Of course, this was wrong because she was a married woman. Joseph knew it was wrong, and so he would not listen to her. Joseph told her he could not sin against God, but she was a wicked woman. When she could not make Joseph sin, she began to hate him. She told her husband terrible lies about Joseph. Potiphar believed his wife instead of Joseph. Angrily, he threw Joseph into prison, the prison where the king's prisoners were kept. Now God was with Joseph, even in prison. It was hard for Joseph to be in prison. He was there for doing good instead of evil. But God was still working out the special plan for Joseph's life. You will see how the dreams Joseph had when he was a boy will all come true.
The message.